He put the binoculars on maximum magnification. One last sweep on that sleeping compound way over there. Nightlights, green pinpoints under the domes, but no yellow-orange fire. He was about to give it up for the night when his sweeping glasses picked up the fuel dump. There were piled the cartridges that powered the machines. A bit distant, safely away in case of a blow-up, was the explosives magazine. Plenty of explosives for mining, but even blowing the whole thing up would not really jar the compound. And there were the battle planes, 20 of them lined up on a ready line. Across the transshipment area from the battle planes and distant from all the rest, but closer to the cage area, was the breathe gas dump. The company didn't care how much breathe gas it stockpiled. In huge drums and small mask bottles, there must be enough breathe gas there to last the mining operation 50 years. It was piled higgledy-piggledy. It was never checked out. Machine operators simply picked up canisters for their canopies and masks. There was too much of it to require conservation. The glasses swept on. Johnny was looking for sentries now. He found one of them. The cyclo was waddling lazily through the dark between the breathe gas dump and the transshipment platform. Yes, there was another one, up on the plateau near the cage. Suddenly, Johnny swept the glasses back to the breathe gas dump. Aside from a half dozen trodden paths, the place was surrounded by tall weeds and grass, and the undergrowth and ground cover stretched out to the horizon. He brought the glasses back to the breathe gas dump. Suddenly, with a surge of hope, he knew he had his uranium detector. Breathe gas! A small bottle of it would let out through its regulator the minute quantities required for masks. If one let a little breathe gas escape in the vicinity of radiation, it would make a small explosion. A Geiger counter reacted when the radiation activated gas in a tube, or so the old books told him. Well, breathe gas didn't just react. It exploded violently. Dangerous sort of instrument, perhaps. But with care, it just might work. Johnny snaked back off the knoll. 20 minutes later, at the base, he was saying to the council,
"A chief mustn't go on a scout, right?"
"Aye!"
They all agreed, glad he had gotten the point at last.
"But he can go on a raid."
They became stiffly alert.
"I may have solved the uranium detector problem. Tomorrow night, we are going on a raid!"